cranberry harvest time. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Wisconsin is the largest cranberry producing state in the nation, and one of the largest cranberry producers and processors in Wisconsin is Butch Gardner at Pittsville.
First off, Butch, talk a bit about how you got into the cranberry business.
Actually, through the trucking company, we started hauling cranberries for a local grower that we were affiliated with and started hauling for Ocean Spray, and that got us interested and intrigued in cranberry growing and thus started planting cranberries in the early 90s. Then we see that there was a need for freezer and a cleaning station, built that in 96, and have expanded several times, came to our new facility in the city limits of Pittsville in 2003, built freezer there, built our concentrator so that we could concentrate cranberries into juice form to go for the independents in 04, brought that online actually in 05, and now we just keep expanding, built onto our another 200,000 square foot freezer in 2009.
You've got a lot of cold storage, a lot of freezer space, a lot of cooler space here.
Yeah, we'll store approximately 40% of Wisconsin's entire crop. Somewhere in that neighborhood of 170, 180 million pounds of fruit will get put in our freezer in about a four-week period.
And how many berries do you process now?
Oh, approximately per week, 1.5 to 2 million pounds, depending on orders. And that goes on a weekly basis year-round.
And you process for a number of different people.
We process for mainly the independents, Cliff Star, who is an independent bottler who bottles private label juice for Walmart and Sam's Club, Clement Pappas Company, who does much of the same stuff and also makes cranberry sauce. Those are our two main customers.
And mostly juice or mostly concentrate?
We make the juice and then we concentrate it and bring the water out of it for shipping purposes so that it can go out to their bottling stations, mostly on the west coast and south of here. We make the concentrate so we aren't transporting as much water.
And most of the harvest happens within really a four-week period here, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Harvest got started here the last week in September, and it'll go through most of the month of October.
Now, you've got into growing cranberries, what's the biggest challenge?
Oh, probably the regulatory commission has gotten to be the biggest challenge. But if you're a farmer and you've grown corn and beans and hay over the years, it takes a good work ethic and understanding of growing plants, managing your fertilizer and your water and those kind of things. You'll survive.
The local Pittsville High School FFA and FFA alumni offer tours of the cranberry operations throughout the month of October. The tours include doing everything from a new bed under construction to watching the harvest through the freezing process. The funds raised go to fund FFA activities and student scholarships. Butch Gardner, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.